This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you've ever seen a picture of a trading room or a trader's desk, you've noticed, I'm sure, all those screens they've got, all covered in flashing numbers and colored charts, sometimes six of those screens in front of one person. Chances are real good that those screens are connected to a network run by the financial data company Bloomberg, of the former New York City mayor of the same name. It's his company. And if you've ever wondered, by the way, where he got his fortune, it's because Bloomberg Terminals, as that network is known, rent for a reported $24,000 a year. I mention all that not just because it's nice to know, but because today something went quite awry with that network. It basically shut down, not for all that long in the grand scheme of things, but long enough, just, for instance, to force the British government to postpone a big bond auction. You wouldn't be totally wrong if you said for just a few brief moments the financial world ground to something of a halt. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has the story of what happens when that happens.
Bloomberg is not an absolute must-have for Steve Bombardier. He's a trader at Conifer Securities. It's just really, really nice to have.
It's such a powerful tool. If you're watching, you have a list, and then you right-click on the list.
Bam! News, stock prices, trading volumes, company filings, all in one place, organized however you decided to set it up across a bunch of screens. But for a lot of traders, Bloomberg is a must-have because, unlike Bombardier, they rely on Bloomberg for chat. And for traders, chat is very different than it is for you and me.
That messaging system has become a critical lifeline for many people within the industry.
That's Douglas B. Taylor. He's a consultant to financial data companies like Bloomberg and competitors like Thomson Reuters and Dow Jones.
Bloomberg messaging has become a pipeline for many people to what might be the best liquidity pool or the largest number of potential counterparties.
Meaning, for some traders, Bloomberg chat functions as a kind of virtual trading pit. For those traders, a Bloomberg outage is like trying to organize 20 people to go out to dinner and your phone stops working. Matt Turk is a partner at First Mark, a venture capital firm.
It's like being shut out from the rest of the world, right? It's like you suddenly don't have information flowing in and you have nobody to call.
So during the outage today, a lot of traders just sat around. Some got onto Twitter, where one offered a suggestion in case this kind of thing ever happens again. CB radios and carrier pigeons. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.